Aleishu Chelik Aleph, Reish Tzadi Aleph. This is the second chapter over here. Nisba'elanu, we explained in the previous chapter, Ki Ha'adam Hu Hu Ha'ilam. The individual is the entire world. Ve'ha'adam Hu Mishesh Be'iras Shamayim, that's how we defined it. Ve'irei Shamayim Abones Kol Chayav Al Simas Lev Devar Hashem. The basic level of Shamayim, the basic characteristic is to build one's life on the concept of paying attention to Devar Hashem, not ignoring it. Adam ze yoidea, he knows himself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu me'id alav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu testifies about him, ki kol olam nivra bishviloi. Who, this individual, be'ofen chayav, in the manner that he conducts his life, bechol tenu'ah v'chol hege, with every gesture, with every word, no'isen la'olam es ha'ashlama ruchanis. He's the one who's molding the world, giving it its spiritual perfection, hatzura ha'amitis, we can call it. It's not the substance, but the form, its real form. Through this individual, Olam HaEmes takes shape in Olam HaZeh. Uve'emes unika banai. Chazal referred to him, it's a Mishnah in Mikvois, that refers to a banai, a builder. And the Gemara comments, she'isek bebinyanei shel olam kol yamav. He's building the world and building himself simultaneously throughout his life. Ulevasef, he said, ultimately, yir'az shamayim pisachat lifnei adam es haknisa lifnei miyus olam. Yir'az shamayim is what is the key to enter into the deeper levels of the world. Choymer v'guf einam chitzitzim oy lefanav. The physical is no longer such a barrier. Karevu leliban shel abriyos, he's at the roots of the havaya, and therefore he's close to people. Harbe dvarim mechusim misgalim l'shel b'torach, things that are hidden from others are revealed to him. Yan mahusoy leif nimius, because his essence is deeper. That's already a summary of what you've said. Mikol ha'amu yotzev, what emerges from this and what we're going to focus on in this chapter is Shatamid Chacham neisenet da'atoy el ha'olam u'mesiyaches elav. The Talmid Chacham does pay attention to the world, does relate to it. We mentioned this in the previous chapter as well, that our idea of a Talmid Chacham is not a hermit. It is somebody who interacts with the world. Ein lanu ela l'ramez kan al pratim achadim b'gishasei l'olam. We're going to just hint at a few details in a Talmid Chacham's relationship with the world. The point is that at that stage in his life, when the Talmid Chacham feels that demand on him to interact more with the world, when he gets to that level already, when he needs to relate to the world, he's no longer just a bachur who can really isolate himself and just immerse himself without much of a relationship to the world. He's already older at that point. Certainly he's reached a sufficient level of das, she'en min ha'tzorech l'archiv z'adibur b'zeh, it's not necessary to elaborate anymore. The words are, he will understand it by himself. Min hag ha'amoinu, one finds among the masses often, li'yisyaches el kol davar b'olam oy b'chiyuv mochlat o b'shlilah mochletes, that they relate to anything in the world, either with total negation or total approval. Ha'mechayev mis'alem kol chesson ufgam, the one who if you look at the masses, when they approve of something, they ignore any type of failure or shortcoming in that thing. Those who negate, whatever it is when they're negating, they completely nullify any positive aspect in the thing. It's an extreme approach. A Talmid Chacham is not like that. The author is here paraphrasing the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He doesn't feel contempt for anyone. He doesn't write off anything. Nothing was created for naught. This is the statement of Chazal, Masechet Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create anything levatala. When the Talmid Chacham looks at something, whether it's a person or a thing or a concept, he looks at it with tzedek. Later on, the author will return to this word. Justice here doesn't really do justice to the term. He looks at it correctly. The positive, he will exalt. Whatever is negative in it, he will criticize and negate. Why so? Somebody whose eyes are open to realize that everything in the world was created. And he knows it was all created for him. There's a purpose to it. How can such a person then negate and write off something that the Creator actually created, and gave to him, to see through that thing or through that person, also to use it, to utilize it in his avodas Hashem. That's why Chazal say that the leitzim, that's one of the four categories of people who do not have the ability, they will not experience Pnei Hashechina. Ki, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Moshach yadoes leitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws from the leitzim. Why? Zoi midas leitzim, the midah of that we're speaking about, is lerachek davar she'en lachikoy, that they distance something which should not be distanced. They write off things. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation. Levazoyis levatil, to denigrate, to write off, to negate. V'chol leitzanus bo'elam asurin, Chazal say, that's forbidden. One may not write off anything in the world. One may not just completely negate something in the world. Chutz meleitzanus d'avodah zarah. That's the one exception. Rak avodah zarah ein lazechus kiyum bo'elam. That's the only thing that has no right to exist in the world. Ki mahusah sheker. The essence of avodah zarah is sheker. V'yesh v'halacha mechayves richuk. Sometimes halacha demands distancing. And the crucial point of it is to distance, not to be mevatel. There's a difference between them. So the halacha sometimes demands a certain distance. Kigon biyachas el nochrim, in our interactions with the non-Jewish world. That's an example. She'isurei chalav akum, for example, chalav akum, the milk, or stam yeinam, the wine, things like that. They stem from the prohibition of chitun, and these are gzerois to separate us in a certain way. Furthermore, Avgam Zeis, the Rambam writes, she'asul esaper b'shivchan, one may not praise of the Avodah Zarah, even to say something as innocuous as how attractive this goy is, all the more so to speak about his deeds that they are positive. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, lo yisechoinem, and Chazal comment, lo yilehem chein be'inecha. Because it causes a certain closeness. Notwithstanding that, it's incorrect to just write them off, as one finds so often in the Torah world. That there's no room for them, and they possess no wisdom. That isn't true. They were created. Certainly without them, the creation cannot reach its ultimate purpose, its destiny. This, I think, would come as a shock to many in the Torah world. They're there for a purpose. Duguma Zoiba, this example, is being brought to demonstrate that even when there's a demand for distance, there's no demand, there's no room, in fact, for negation. This is the fundamental, the basic approach of the Chacham to the world, to assess everything accurately, to place everything in its right place, to see the positive, to see the negative, not to employ this black and white approach of the masses. This approach, which is really called tzedek, as I said before, the term justice doesn't work over here. Shnei shoroshim, it has two roots. Ha'echad midas ha'achayus ba'adolam. The one is the responsibility that the Talmid Chacham feels for the world. We'll discuss it now. V'asheni hazirus me'ahavas olam. The second one, the concern that the Talmid Chacham has not to be attracted to the point where he is in love with the world. Those are the two points which the author will discuss until the end of the chapter. When a Talmid Chacham relates to the world, according to the levels that we described in the previous chapter, what he feels is a sense of responsibility, a tremendous sense of responsibility for the world. Rashi that famous statement which we discussed in the previous chapter, that a person is obligated to say, the world is created for me. Rashi, I am an entire world, a world in and of myself. I dare not ruin myself through an avira. Through this recognition that the world was created for me, what grows in a person is a deep sense that he has a responsibility. He's significant, he's profound, his life is meaningful, and he has responsibility. Along these lines, the Midrash says, "B'sha'ah shebarak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon, when he created Adam HaRishon, netaloi v'chizav al kol ilanei Gan Eden." He gave him a tour of Gan Eden. Omar lo, and he said to Adam, "Re'e ma'asai, look at what I've done. Look at my accomplishments. Kama na'imu m'shuvachim. Look at how beautiful the world is. Look at how magnificent it is. V'chol ma shebarasi b'shilcha barasi. I created it for your sake. Ten da'atecha shelo sekalkei v'sachri v'soilami. Pay attention. Don't ruin my world. Don't destroy it. There's a sense of responsibility. V'davka hargasha sechayus zoi be'ad koilam. This, specifically, this sense of responsibility, revuyas yas shamayim. It is saturated with yas shamayim. Rabbeinu Agoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Hayayimeh, he used to say, and this thought comes across a few times in Alei Shur, particularly where he speaks about the Amim Noraim, ki ha'adam tzarech lios ish shirabim tzarechim loy, that a person must strive to be a person that is needed by many, that he is indispensable to many in the community. V'zeh she'anu mispelelim, when we daven in Yamim Noraim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim lema'ancha Elohim chayim. Write us in the Book of Life for your sake. Perush, the meaning according to Rabbi Yisrael is chayim tzoche gavoh, that our lives, we are committing our lives to be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De'im lo yichein, because if not so, yachol yes she'echel ha'mitzvah she'kiyem baliftan she'ochein. It's quite possible that the reward for the mitzvah that he did, he gets in the ice cream that he eats, in the dessert. Then that's what he gets in return. Ma she'enken im chayam tzoche gavoh, ma she'enken, if his life is lived for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as per nasasoy nechshev eslo be'umah. Panosa that he gets is nothing. That isn't written off. That doesn't come off his oylam haba. Ki chayem tzoche gavoh. We have the famous mishalim of the conductors traveling on the train, and not only does he not pay for the train ride, he's in fact paid for it. That idea, because he is working for the train service. So mimele the parnosa, his train ticket is not, as we said, not only does he not pay for it, he gets paid for it. But if not, he has to pay for anything on the train, the journey, the food, whatever it is. The author elaborates, Shnei devarim alu nim devarei Rabbeinu nishmas Eden. Two things we learn from Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. Ha'echad, ki kol kavana se'yitzira bishvil ha'adami. The whole purpose of creation is for the sake of man, she'adami ish haklal, for him to develop and become an ish haklal. He lives for the community, he lives for klal Yisrael, lives for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Woe to this person who remains an individual throughout his life. And of course, until the age until the end, the late teenage years, a person is living for himself completely. He's entirely focused on himself. Woe to a person who remains in that state. And what he has in front of his eyes is just his own benefit. For every pleasure that he gets from the world, he has to pay for that. But kol mitzvah shibkayim, for every mitzvah that he fulfills, neisim lechol esaruchas, and where he gets this and he gets that, he's eating this, he's eating that, he's got this benefit, that one. Umay yishael about the olamo ruchani, what is then left over for his eternal world, the netzach shel, for his eternity. Whereas, in contrast, to isha klal, asher kol chayev lema'an chay elokim chayim, his entire life is lema'an chay elokim chayim. Hu asher bishvilo nivra olam kuloi, he is the person for whom the world was created. The word menakim is misspelled. It's a typographical error. It should be with a chaf. They don't deduct from his chayos for his deeds. He has an expense account. He doesn't pay. The expense account, the person who's traveling for the company, just hands out this credit card. It's not deducted from his salary. He'll pay for the hotel and for the food and for the rest. All of that, nothing is deducted. That's not his purpose in life. He's not living for the hotel, for the food, that's not. He is on a mission to serve the community. He's not required to pay for his gashmius with his ruchmius. So the mitzvahs that he does are not deducted. That's the metzius of the person. He's not created for himself. It's leshamesh, the community. He's there to be a role model for the masses. In his conduct, in his midos, in his accomplishments. That's what he's there for. That's the first teaching. Halimud Hashem in regular Israel is also Eben Hu. The second teaching from Rabbi Israel is Ki Ein Elat Vayis Muf Shatoisen. What we talk about is not some abstract demand, something very difficult and vague to understand. No, Ela Oyimek VeChoyim Adim Iskelebeim. What is revealed over here is the depth of the judgment ultimately and its severity. For every sip of water that a person drinks, shall we say, the question is asked, are you living for yourself? Or are you living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is for the sake of the community? This pleasure that you got, this benefit you got from this cup of water or from that or billions of other things that happen through the day, who's it for? That's why we say in Yamim Nerim, Im Temetzei Mekadin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take judgment, yeah, to its ultimate meets, because can we really say that everything we do is leman elokim chayim? How close are we, or how far are we from that ideal? That's the first part of tzedek, the sense of responsibility for the world. Then hazirus me'ahava seilam. The author continues, bechemla ve'ahava mabit atamit chacham al aluf shebeitzurim. The Talmid Chacham gazes at the most wretched, the most meek of all creations with compassion. As we said, he doesn't write things off because whatever it is, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch's world. And with true admiration, true value, he relates to anything which is exalted and valuable. Furthermore, he does not demand the goodness of Olam Hazeh for himself. He makes do with a little misachakim miseros, and he actively distances himself from luxuries, from unnecessary pleasures. Yan einu rotzei leimashech achrei olam, because he does not wish to be drawn after the world. Venizhar me'akesem shelo, and the Talmid Chacham is wary of the sheen, the attractiveness, the sparkle of the world. Shelo yishachadim, because he is wary and aware that it can bribe him, it can mislead him. What he toils to do is to raise the world to him, to sanctify the world and to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, as opposed to bending down towards the goodness of the world. As we said, he does not isolate himself from the world. He does pay attention, does relate to the world. Avalun is har mi lehovesi, but he's wary of loving the world. Alelu ladgish zeis shuv. We have to emphasize what we said in the previous chapter once more. Bemerkaz chayehim shel kol umos umed olam. At the focus of the non-Jewish nations stands the world. That's the focus, the world. Al kenem oyhavim oisei. They love the world. Livli hipared mimino afrega, without wanting to detach themselves from it for a moment. But at the focus of Klal Yisrael stands the Creator. The Olam en Olam mekom gilui kvodo yisbarach. The Olam is just a stage. It's a vehicle to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No more than that. Al kein kol ahava b'chumenes eilav. The love that we have is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to the world. Ahavas ha'olam mehava mechitza ahava ben Adam leben borei. Love of the world is a thick partition, a thick curtain between the person and his creator. Lachen hinenu bodkim kol tzad b'chayin. The Talmid Chacham checks with every step that he takes. Im lo ha-dimyon b'chayin. Is he not here motivated by fantasy? Is it not dimyon here that's twisting and distorting things and he's not seeing things correctly? Vim lo kvoid olam o yishokos im lo. Is it not kvoid that's motivating me? Is it not wealth of it that's motivating me? V'nivrach mikol sam b'manei ha-chitzunius ala katzeh. The Talmid Chacham flees from any of these chitzonius, superficial matters to the utmost extent, to avoid these things. Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom lo bikesh ela lechem lechol uvegel lelbosh. All isuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bread to eat, garments, basics. Vedavka hu eid al atzmo. But he is the one who could say about himself, when he spoke to Esav, ki chanani elikim v'chiyesh li choyil. I have everything. Rashi comments, all that I need, I have. He is the one who can say that. This statement flies in the face of Esav. Who boasted to say, yesh li rav. He didn't say yesh li kol, yesh li rav. I have much. Much more than I need. Far more. ומניפלאים הדברים. It's really a wondrous thing to notice. שהשאף לרכוש הרבה, the one who's aspiring to acquire much, יכול אמנם להישאר יסוד הזה. He can grow wealthy and wealthier, אבל הכל לעולם לא יוכל להשיג. He will never attain everything. Never. That hunger will just grow bigger and bigger. יש לו מנה, רוצה מסיים, he'll want more, he'll want bigger and more. לזכוס להכל, to earn הכל, to truly be able to say that I have everything that I need, I don't want anymore. יכול רק המסתפק בלחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש. Only a person who makes do with לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש, only you can do that. ובמרכז עולמו עומד הבורא. At the center of his world stands the creator, וכל מגבסו, his entire objective is לקרב את הבורא לעולם והעולם ולבורא. To draw the two together, the creator to the world to the creator, ובשבילו נברא כל העולם כולו, it's for his sake that the world was created, והוא בצורה שחייב שקול כנגד כל העולם כולו, as we said in the previous chapter, the way that he lives is שקול כנגד כל העולם כולו. Only such a person can say, הכל, יש לי כל. חזל comment as follows, שלושה התאימן הקדוש ברוך הוא מן עולם הבא בעולם הזה. Three individuals that הקדוש ברוך הוא allowed to taste עולם הבא in עולם הזה. אברהם, there's a topographical error there, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. שנאמר, three פסוקים, which are incorporated into ביקס המזוין. והשם ברכס אברהם בכל, יצחק אבינו said, ואויכל מכל, when he was given the delicacies, ויעקב אבינו said, וכי יש לי כל. And correspondingly, שלושה השליטה לקדוש ברוך הוא על יצרם. There were three that הקדוש ברוך הוא allowed to control, totally control the יצר, השאף אל העולם. The יצר is what drives us דווקא towards the glitter and the superficial and the world. אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. שנאמר, והשם ברך אברהם בכל, ואוכל מכל וכי יש לי כל. מכאן, practically speaking, יסוד מוסר לתלמיד חכם אמיתי. It's a foundation, it's a basic foundation for a true תלמיד חכם. לבל ייתן למויסרויס להיכנס בזוח בישראל. He does not allow luxuries to enter into his home. ותהיה תירסו ניכרס כדירת תלמיד חכם. His abode is characterized, it's seen, it's openly identifiable as the abode of a תלמיד חכם. ושאיפס חייו, לא שיזכה לרב, אלא שיהיה לו הכל. His whole aspiration is not to earn רב, but to shrev hakoil. Hakoil hu kirva seboi lolamoi. That is really the root of it, the closeness between the creator and his world. Ad kan.